We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are on Daf Pebet, Amud Aleph, as we begin the new year, Haba'a Alenu Letova, Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova, Tizku Leshanim Rabot, Neimot Vetovot. Pebet Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top by the two dots where it says, Hahu Gavra. This limud is Leilui Nishmat, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfacha Malka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Baruch ben Shlomo, Sulika bat Chana, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Dvorai, Vashlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava bat Sarai, Luba bat Mazal, Alema Shalom. Also, Lizchut Refu'a Shelema, for Esther bat Sarai, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Sulika, Gabriela Masuda bat Sara. The Gemara relates another incident, continuing in our subject here, in our topic. Hahu gavra de nafla leyevama bemata mechasya. There was a certain man who had a yevama fall before him for yivum, meaning his brother died, and now his wife is before him for yibum, and this happened in the town of Mata Mechasya. Be'a achua lemifsela begitamine. And the brother of the Yavam wanted to disqualify her from him by means of giving her a get. Remember, if one of the brothers gives a get, then she's pasul to do yibum with any of the brothers. And that's what he wanted to do. Amar le mai da'atich. So the brother said, what's your intention? Why are you doing this? If mishum nichseh, if it's because of the property of the dead brother that I'm inheriting, ana benichseh palig nalach. I will divide the property with you. Well, you remember what happened in the previous daf, in the case before. Amar le, so the brother said to him, listen, mistafina de'avadet li ke'de'avid pumpedita aram ma'a. I'm scared that you're going to do to me like that Ramai, that swindler from Pumpedita in the above story, where he also promised his brother that he's going to share the inheritance, and then he changed his mind. And Rav Yosef even said that there was no right for him to divide the property. So that's why I want to take care of business this way, by making her pasul to you to do yivum, by giving her a get. So this way it doesn't even happen. Amar le, so the brother said to him, Iba'it plog lach mehashta. If you wish, divide it for yourself from now, meaning I'm prepared for you to take the property already. Meaning, although the acquisition will only take effect after I marry the Yevama, but I'm prepared for you to take it already. Plog lach mehashta if you want. Take it from now. Make a kinyan on it now. Amar Mar Baravashi, Mar Baravashi said regarding this story, Afal gav dechiyata Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, even though when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Ha'omer l'chavero lechum shoch para zo, a person who tells his friend, go and do meshicha, pull this para now to acquire it, ולא תהיה קנויה לך אלא לאחר 30 יום, but it's only going to be acquired to you after 30 days, לאחר 30 יום קנה. רבי יוחנן said, the halacha is, after 30 days, he acquires it, based on the משיחה he did 30 days before. ואפילו עומדת באגם, even if after 30 days, the para is standing in the agam, in a meadow, which means in a distant place that doesn't belong to the one who is acquiring the para. So that shows that the act of doing Meshicha right now can be effective for later. So Mar Baravashi says, despite this halacha, even though Rav Dimi said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, still Mar Baravashi is going to tell us there is a difference between that case and the case here of the two brothers of the Yavam who told him, you know what, be kone right now and you'll get it when I get married with the Yevama. There's a difference. Why? It doesn't work over here like that. Hatam beyado, over there regarding the case of the cow, it's beyado. It's in the seller's power to give over the ownership at this time right now. When he told him to do Meshicha, right, he has the power to give him ownership right now, and therefore he also has the power to delay the Kinyan. So it works. But over here, by the Yavam, it's not in his power to divide up the property right now. He can't do that, as we learned previously. because he didn't do Yibum yet. So the brother's property does not belong to him yet. So therefore, he cannot transfer its ownership right now, and he'll have it so that he'll have it in the time when he does Yibum. This kinyan doesn't work. Telling him to do the kinyan right now is not going to work, because the Yavam does not have power to do so. So therefore, it's different from the case of the para by the din of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what Mar Baravashi is saying. Asks the Gemara, "V'hakiata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo kani." But when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then in the case of a person who says, pull the cow now, do Meshicha now, and the Kinyan will only take place in 30 days, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan lo kani, that he doesn't acquire it. So we have now a contradiction in the Psakim of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Before, we just heard Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in this case, you are kone. And now we're hearing from Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're not kone. And so it's the Gemara lo kashya. It's not a difficulty. Ha de amar le keni me achshav. When this that Rav Dimi said, that Rabbi Yochanan said he is kone, that's when he says, keni me achshav, acquire it from now. So that once 30 days have passed, it should belong to him retroactively from now. Okay? Ha de lo amar le kni me'achshav. But here, according to the case of Ravin, when he says, Rav Yochanan says, he didn't acquire it, that's a case where he didn't say, kni me'achshav, acquire it from now. Well, if the kinyan doesn't take effect now, it cannot take effect later on. And therefore, it's two different, totally different cases between what Ravin said in the name of Rav Yochanan and Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Coming back to the Avam, ba'u mine me'ula. They ask the question from Ula. Yibem v'achaka chilek mahu. Let's say the Yavam did Yibum with the Yavama. And afterwards, chilek, afterwards he divided the property that he promised to share with his brother. He divided it with his brother. Mahu, what's the halakha? Is it valid? Lo asa ve'lo klum. It's not valid. He has done nothing. They further asked, chilek v'achaka yibem mahu. Lo asa ve'lo klum. If let's say he divided the property first and afterwards he did yibum, once again the halacha is lo asa ve'lo klum, he has done nothing. So now Rav Sheshet is going to ask a question. Matkif la Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asks a very big question here. Hashta yibim achar kach chilek. If you even told me that first he did yibum and then he divided lo asa ve'lo klum, chilek v'achar kach yibim mibaya. You need to tell me in a case where he divided it before he even did Yibum that it's not valid? Obviously, that's kol sheken. The Gemara answers, you're right. Shne ma'asim havu. It's not like these two teachings of Ula were said one after the other. Then you're right, he didn't have to say the second one. These were two separate cases, two separate occasions that happened. People, in one case, someone came with this question where it was Yibim echakachilek. And one case was chilek v'achakach yibim, two different times, and Ula answered each one separately by saying lo asa ve'lo klum. Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, amar Resh Lakish, he said in the name of Resh Lakish, ben yibim v'achakach chilek, ben chilek v'achakach yibim, lo asa ve'lo klum. Like we just learned, in both cases, the division of the property is not valid. Ve'hilcheta, and that is the halacha, lo asa ve'lo klum. Now the Gemara returns to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'chachamim omrim perot ha-mechubarim la-karka shelo." Regarding the Shomeret Yavam and Yavam, that any produce that is attached to the ground, shelo, is his. The Gemara asks, "Amai? Why is this so? Why do you say it's his? V'hakol nechasav achrain v'arvain l'ktubata. Isn't all the property, doesn't all the property serve as a guarantee and security for the ketubah? What do you mean it's his? Amar Resh Lakish, teni shela. Resh Lakish says, you actually have to amend the text of the Mishnah, that perot ha-mekubarim la-karka, produce that's attached to the ground, is shela, is hers, meaning it's meshubad, the property is leaned towards the payment of her ketubah. The Mishnah further states, kenasa harehi ke'ishto. Once the Yavam marries her, she's like his regular wife. So, lemay hilcheta, the Gemara is asking, regarding what halacha is this stated? Amar Rav Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, lomar shemigaresha beget u machazira. to the Mishnah means to say that he divorces her and he may remarry her afterwards without any isu. It's like a regular person, a husband, who if he divorces his wife, he's allowed to remarry her as long as she didn't get married in between to someone else. Megarsha beget pshita. So the Gemara asks, this halacha that he can be megarsha beget, that he can divorce her with a get, that's obvious. I mean, what do you have to say? She megarsha beget umachzira. Of course, obviously he's megaresh with a get. That's obvious. The Gemara answers, ma'u detema veyibemah amar hachamana. I would have thought, since the Torah says, and the Avam takes her to be his wife, veyibemah, and he does yibum with her. So I might learn from here that even after they marry, even after Yibum is done, the Yibum is still upon her. The Yibum marriage is still on her, which would mean that lo tizgela beget ela bichalitza, that it would not be enough to just divorce with a get. You would have to also perform chalitza in as part of the divorce process. Kamashma alan, that's the chidush, that chalitza is not required. Once the Avam marries her, she's like any other wife, and she can be divorced by a get alone. Mahazira, he can remarry her. So pshita, the Gemara is asking, that's obvious, that he could remarry her. Why not? Isn't that like any other couple? Well, no, there's a chidush. Ma'u deteima mitzvah derab marachmana ale avda. I would say, look, he performed the mitzvah that Hashem placed on him by doing yibum. Now she should stay with the isur of eshetach on him. Meaning now that there's no more mitzvah of yibum, he already did it before, so now the isur, the prohibition of marrying the wife of your brother, should return, and he should not be allowed to remarry her. Kamashma'alan, that's what the Tana is teaching us, that he is allowed to remarry her. That's what it means. Ishto lechol davar, shemahazir, megarsha begetu machazira, he can remarry her. And it's not a isur of eshetach. Asks the Gemara, ve'ima achinami. Maybe we should be'emet say that. Maybe indeed we should say that it's asur for the Avam, after he divorced the Yevama, to remarry her again, because there is a isur of eshetach. Amar kra, no, we can't say that because the pasuk says ulkahah lo leisha, and the Avam takes her to him to be his wife. Kevan shelekahah, once he has taken her, the Torah is saying naaset keishto, she becomes like his regular wife in all respects, even in the respect that if he divorces her, he's still allowed to remarry her. Now the Mishnah taught that she has the status of his wife in all respects after Yibum, bilvad, except shetek ktubatah nichse ba'ala rishon, that the responsibility of the payment of the ktubah is upon the property of her first husband. Maitama, the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? Ishai knulo min hashamayim. It is because from heaven, from shamayim, they acquired a wife for him, which means he did not choose her. He married her because the Torah commands him to marry her, to do yibum with her. So therefore, he's not obligated to set aside for her ketubah, you know, of his own. Rather, he relies upon his brother's ketubah. That's why. So the reason why ketubata is al nichse ba'ala rishon is because isha iknulo min hashamayim. This is a wife that min hashamayim they gave to him. It's not someone that he chose necessarily, and therefore the ketubah should not be his from his property. It's from the brother's property. Ve'ilet la merishon it la mishini. But we know the halacha is that if, let's say, she doesn't have anything from the first husband's property to be able to be collected for the ketubah, then it la mishini. Then the ketubah is collected from the property of the second, meaning of the yavam, right? So now, what's the reason for this? So that she will not be low in his eyes, easy in his eyes, to easily divorce her. She shouldn't be light, demeaned in his eyes. Meaning the fact that he knows that there is a possibility that he will have to come up with the payment for the ketubah after all, then he's not going to divorce her so easily. The Mishnah further stated that the Avam cannot tell her, lo yomar la hareke tubatich. here is something for your ketubah, it's on the table. And the Gemara continued and said, and similarly, any husband cannot make such a statement to his wife, because all of his property is mishubad, is mortgaged for her ketubah. He cannot say, okay, this I'm setting aside for your ketubah. So the Gemara asks, my vichin, what's the word vichin, and similarly? I mean, the halakha in both cases is exactly the same thing. Why do you have to tell me vichin? What's the chidush over here, vichin? And also, similarly, by a regular husband and wife. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this bichlal? I mean, obviously, his wife is not worse than a yevama. So if he can't say it to the yevama, he can't say it to a regular wife. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Ma'u de teima, because I would have maybe mistakenly thought, hatam hu de lo katav la de kanai ve de kanina. Because over there by the yavam, he didn't write a ketubah for her, and therefore he didn't write in the ketubah the words that all the properties de kanai that I have bought, udekanina, and that I will buy, is mortgage for the ketubah. That's what's written in a regular ketubah. So I would have thought by the yavam, where after all he didn't write up a ketubah to her, so he didn't say these words. So that's why I would need the Mishnah. I need the Mishnah to tell me that look, she doesn't rely on anything. She doesn't have what to rely upon because you didn't write for her a ketubah that says de kanai v'tekanina. So she's worried that maybe the metaltelim that you're setting aside right now on the table for the ketubah is going to go lost. So she's worried about that. So that's why I would say, by the yavam, the Mishnah tells me, you cannot say, hare lach ketubatich over here, this is for your ketubah. But aval hacha, but by a regular husband and wife, after all, de katavla de kanayu de kanina. He wrote in the ketubah that everything that I have bought and everything that I will buy is mortgage for your ketubah. So, ema sam chadata. So I would say, you know what? Who cares what he says? If he says, hare ketubatich, here's your ketubah on the table, she relies upon what's written in the ketubah after all. So even if what he puts on the table will go lost, she doesn't care. After all, it's written in the ketubah. Anything I will buy is still mortgaged to the ketubah. So who cares if he says it? Kamashma'alan, that's why the Tana in the Mishnah teaches us that he still, even in a regular husband and wife case, he should not tell her these words of Hare lach ketubatich. Because you never know, it's still possible that she's not going to know this halakha, that she could still collect from other properties in case what he put on the table goes lost. So she might not be so mechedat, she might not rely on that. And therefore, you cannot tell her these words, Hare ketubatir. The Mishnah stated, Gersha, en la ela ketubata. If he divorced her, she only has the ketubah. There's no more lien on the property, and therefore he can sell it, right? Only the amount of the ketubah has the lien, but no more than that. Okay, the Gemara says, Gersha in, lo gersha lo. So only if he divorced her, that's the case. But if he did not divorce her, it's not the case. Everything is mortgaged for the ketubah. Kamashma'alan ke de Rabbi Abba. Our Mishnah here is indirectly teaching us that the halakha is like Rabbi Abba, who says that the only way that the Yavam can gain full control of all the property is only after he divorces her. Only then can he sell from the property of his brother. Up until then, he cannot, because everything is mortgaged to the ketubah. Hehezira, the Mishnah continued and said, if he went ahead and he remarried her, harehi kechol hanashim, she's like all women, ve'en la ela ketubata, she has one ketubah. Herzira, Maika Mashmalan, the Gemara is asking, what is the Tana teaching us by mentioning this possibility that he remarried her? Tanina, we already learned this. Hamigaresh et ha'isha u'machzira, al minat ketubah rishona machzira, one who divorces his wife and he remarries her again, he's remarrying her with the intention of the original ketubah. So, and there's no two ketubot now because it was a second marriage. No, he never paid her the first ketubah. So when he remarried her, he's going with the intention of the first ketubah, right? So then what's the chidush over here in our Mishnah? We already know this. Why does it say, Hechzira, ari kechol anashim ve'en laila ketubata? We know this already. Answers the Gemara, Ma'u de teima, I would have said, yeah, but that's by a regular wife. Ishto hu de'ihu katav la ketubah mineh. By a case of a wife since he writes for her the ktubah from him. So therefore, when he remarries her, he's doing so on the basis of the first ktubah. Yeah. Aval yevimto de la ihu katavla. But by the yevama, it's not him who wrote the ktubah. It was written by his brother. So I would say, heicha de garsha ve'ahadra, in a case where the yavam divorced her and then remarried her, ema ktubata mine. I would say maybe now she deserves a ktubah from him separately, and he has to write a new one using his own property. Kamashmalan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that in this case also it's not required. The Yavam who remarries his Yavama is still doing so on the intention of the original ktubah of his brother, the late husband of this of his Yavama. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Barishona, hayu kotvim liptula matayim ulealmana mane. At first, they would write for the ktubah of a betula, of a virgin, 200 dinarim, right? Matayim ulealmana mane, and for a widow, it was 100 dinarim. And then they would demand that this amount be available in cash, in money. And then the men would grow old and they would not marry women because they didn't possess such large sums of money. It was only when Shimon ben Shatach came around, he's the one who instituted that you don't have to place the money aside, actually, rather, the nechasim, the property, is guaranteed for the ktubah. So this is the Rav Yehuda is telling us the background for the halakha that the husband's property is mortgaged for the ktubah. At first, it was expected to be cash that's available at any time. So many men who didn't have such cash, they never got married. They got old and they never got married. Until Shimon ben Shatach said, look, it doesn't have to be available in cash. The nechasim, the property that you own, can act as a guarantee for the ketubah. Tanya na mihachi, the Gemara says, we learned like this in a braita, what Rav Yehuda taught us. Barishona hayu kotvim liptula matayim ule almana mane. They would write these amounts in the ketubah, 200 for betula, 100 for almana. Vehayu mazkinim velo hayu nosim nashim. And the men would grow old and never get married because the women were concerned that their ketubah money would be wasted or would be lost, and they had no guarantee that it would be collected. Hitkinu sheyu manichim ota bevet avia. So at first, the Chachamim made a takana that they should place the sum of money of the ketubah in her father's house. Okay, so that could help ensure that it's kept safe at least. Ve'adayin, but still, there was a problem. Anytime he would get angry at his wife, he would say, you know what, go to your ktubah, meaning go back to your father's house, there you'll find the money, meaning it was too easy to divorce. So then the Chachamim instituted that they would place the money of the ktubah in the father-in-law's house, meaning in the husband's house, by his father. So then he can't, anytime he gets angry, tell her, go to your ktubah. No, where's the ktubah? It's by him, right? So she will take him to court to collect the ktubah. Meanwhile, he's going to be appeased and he's going to calm down and go out of his craziness and not want to divorce her, right? So now, at that time, when there was such a takana that the money would be kept in Bevet Chamiha, so what would they do? How would they store the money in a way that would ensure that it doesn't get stolen by anyone? So, Ashirot osotota kelatot shel kesef eshel zahav. The wealthy women, they would take their money of the ktubah that's set aside for the ktubah, and they would craft it into baskets of silver and of gold, right? And the aniyot, the poor women, hayu osotota avit shel mei meraglaim, they would craft it into some kind of big vessel for the collection of urine. That's all they were afforded to be able to do. So now, since it was always kept under their eyes in these vessels, so that's how they would ensure that they always know it's around, nobody's taking it. Ve'adayin, but still, this didn't solve all the problems. when he would get angry at her, he would take the money of the ketubah, let's say he would take that basket of the silver and gold, and he would give it to her, and he would say to her, take this ketubah and get out. So it'd still be too easy to divorce. Ad sheba Shimon ben Shatach vetiken, until Shimon ben Shatach came and he instituted, and that's what stands till today, sheyeh kotev la kol nechasai achrain liktubata. All my property is guaranteed for the ketubah. It's not localized in a particular place or made into a particular object. No, all his property is it serves as a guarantee for her ketubah. So in other words, if in case of if they want to divorce, he would have to sell some of his property if he wished to divorce her. And that would cause him, in the meantime, to think carefully before he does take such a drastic course of action. And that was the takana that was done by Shimon ben Shatach, which is put into the ketubah up until today. Kol nechasai achain liktubata. Adran alach ha'isha, shenaflu adran alach ha'isha, adran alach ha'isha.